We set? Okay. Good afternoon and welcome to the Oceano Community Services District Board of Directors Special Meeting, December 14th, Friday, 2007. May I have a roll call, please, Gina?
President Hill.
Here.
Vice President Brookout.
Here.
Director Dahl. Director Dean.
Here.
Director Mann.
Here.
Please join us in the flag salute. Ready? Salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 3 is public comment. Any member of the public may address the board on any item of interest within the jurisdiction of the board. The board will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, the board cannot act on items that are not on the agenda today.
I have an introduction to my new employee. This is Gina Rita. She's a new accountant clerk in administration. She's been here a week and a half now. Two weeks today. And we're really excited to have her. So I just wanted people to know who she is and what she looks like. And we're dealing with her a lot.
Good. Thank you for last Wednesday's meeting. And that at that time, there was a decision to postpone our decision-making on the recommendation to adjust our costs for dispatch services that we pay to the city of Grover Beach. The city of Grover Beach dispatches Grover Beach Police, Grover Beach Fire, and Oceano Fire. One of the items that we asked for was some additional financial information. And Patrick, I think you have word on that?
You have in front of you, and there's some copies on the back, an Excel spreadsheet with some budget information for the current fiscal year. It's divided into two sections. The top section, chart A, is the existing budget. We're projecting annual revenues of $751,000, personnel costs of almost $450,000, service and supply cost of $66,000. Admin expense cost of $140,000, and grants and equipment of $75,000. That left an excess of revenues over expenditures of $19,704. That's the official city budget that was adopted earlier in the year.
CSD.
Pardon?
You said city.
I'm sorry.
The official district budget.
Right. Chart B, the one on the bottom half of the page, is a budget that I developed as a proposed budget as part of the effort to look at fire consolidation or fire cooperation with the other two cities. On the left-hand side of that chart is a proposed or projected budget, because I actually think these are fairly accurate numbers. For the current fiscal year 07-08, on the right-hand side of that chart is a potential budget for fiscal year 08-09. And the reason I put both of them down there is because the impact of a consolidated operation on the current fiscal year is less than it would be on a full fiscal year, because we're only doing it for 6 months. So if you look at the left-hand side of that particular chart, it shows a $31,000 excess. That's even after we pay an additional 25, it appears to me that we could operate under consolidated mode with a consolidated reserve force and end the year with $31,000 more in revenue than in expenditures. Now, these are not audited numbers. I don't mean audited by the auditor, I mean by me. I haven't really looked at the detail on the budget yet. I intend to do that in the next month. But I have looked at them, the numbers, in a cursory way, and I think they're fairly close. On the right-hand side, if you take the fact that the paying for the fire chief and the battalion chief is going to cost $50,000 on an annual basis, an initial dispatch of $1,500 a month would be $18,000 on an annual basis, and the increase in reserve pay would be almost a little over $29,000, almost $30,000. Then on an annual basis, with the same revenue that we're projecting for the current fiscal year, that would leave us with a $17,000 a year deficit. And that, we've got 6 months to work on that budget, and that would require action to make. We don't want to adopt a deficit budget, clearly.
Okay.
I have a question.
Sure.
So you're saying you're anticipating that we have $31,282, say $31,000 left. Right. So then that would be put into reserves?
It would be a fire operating reserve. That's correct. Yeah.
Since we haven't been able to put money there lately?
Sure. If it's left over, it would go into an operating reserve.
So, and we would be budgeting that as such?
You mean next year?
No. Your revised budget.
Oh, for the mid-year review, yeah. We would be projecting an excess of revenues over expenditures. We wouldn't designate that as a reserve because it's not an actual. You can't do that until the end of the year when you know what the actual.
But you can budget
right,
that.
Right.
So that you wouldn't say, oh, I have $31,000 and go out and buy something with that.
Oh, that's true. We could budget it to go into reserve, yes. We
or
could.
Into mm-hmm. the. Can that be put into the restricted reserve for equipment replacement?
It could be if the board chooses to do that, yes.
That Director Dahl's not here today. The other evening, that was one of his concerns,
right.
Was that we had in our budget that was published had no provision for reserves, and that
requires that when an audit is conducted of a public entity, the auditor has to make a statement or has to make a disclosure of the district's ability to replace equipment in the future, both equipment like fire trucks, but also plant equipment, water equipment, sewer operating equipment, the building, that sort of stuff. So GASB 45 doesn't apply to us yet. It won't be applicable to us, I think, for another year. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? Am I wrong?
I think it is another
year. Oh, it does apply to us? Oh,
it may be this
okay.
next year.
Okay,
yeah.
My mistake.
Now,
okay. I'm confusing it with another one. So we must have a statement in there already saying what our ability is to replace assets. It doesn't, the impact of that disclosure in your audit doesn't impact anything to do with the state. Where it really has an impact is if the district decides to go out and issue bonds, the bondholders then look at that statement and can say if the district's not replacing its equipment, it's not as able to repay bonds either. And so you get a lower rating on your bonds, and it can cost you
don't
more.
Don't we have some bonds out there right now?
It doesn't impact existing bonds.
Okay.
It's only on the sale of bonds. What it does, it impacts the rating that you get on your bonds. And so you might have to insure them. If you had a bad statement, if you had a disclosure statement that said you're not funding replacement of equipment, you might have to insure them.
The practical reality is that a small district like this is going to have to insure the bonds anyway.
Okay.
And so what it really does is it affects the cost of the insurance.
Okay.
You might have to pay more for the insurance.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Are just, our just bonds so almost done? How much longer do we have on those bonds?
I don't know. I
Ms.
wonder,
Gina might know.
Do you know, Gina?
Why not?
I don't know.
Usually you have everything on the top of your head, Gina. Mm-hmm. Because I know at one time we had talked about paying those off. I think it was probably before you guys were here. Maybe we had the discussion whether to pay the bonds off.
They're pretty low interest rate bonds.
Yeah, and
they?
I think that was why we decided to keep it. But we had discussed that at one time.
Yeah.
Probably 5-6 years ago.
It's something that probably the Finance Committee can look at again.
Yeah.
And we can reconsider that as part of the mid-year review of, mm-hmm. of budget progress.
Another motion. I could change it, but I'm not going to make a motion for this. But I'm concerned, you know, we need to make sure that our fire department, you know, is dispatch properly, and we also need to make sure that we're paying our fair share. It's not right that, you know, we underpay, you know, the other communities. We need to pay our fair share, and that's why I made the motion at the last meeting. Mm-hmm. You know, if we have to stand alone away from the other fire departments, you know, we should, if that's what it comes to, we're going to have to look at possibly going to CDF or hire a full-time fire chief for our fire department. Part-time fire chief really, you know, wouldn't work, which would mean we'd have major changes for our fire department. I still stand behind my last motion that I made, but I'm not going to make another one. Yeah.
One of the things I wish we would have looked at first time around is if we would have taken, I know under the existing contract that we have with them, we should be paying them, what, $845 a month?
$43.
But I wish that we would have gone back, somebody gone back and looked to see if we would have increased it by the cost of living each year, exactly how much money that we didn't pay them that we should have. No, because I think then we perhaps could have considered, well, we should, you know, if we owe you X dollar, here's the X dollars, we'll now pay the $845, which we are, while we negotiate something else. But since we didn't do that at the time, and obviously there is a crunch now to make a decision, I'm willing to make a motion that we go to the 1,000, how much is it, 1,000?
1,518.
1,518 per month through the end of this fiscal year period. I mean, that's the end of my motion.
Mm-hmm. And it isn't that we were against paying our fair share. Mm-hmm. I was not against that. I know that we have been remiss and have not followed through with what we were supposed to. But this helps to be able to see it mm-hmm. in black and white. What looks difficult will be that I don't know how we're going to do it. Hopefully the county will see clear to give us some OHV funding. That would help a lot, because we are out there expending our time and effort, and we're not getting repaid for that. So it's like we're putting in more than our fair share on the beach and not getting repaid for that. So I'm hoping they'll help with that, but I would second Barbara's motion. Let's go ahead, give them our commitment, and see if we can continue on with this consolidation. I don't want it to stall. I don't want it to stop. I want it to push on. This is something I feel we need for all of our communities.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we increase the monthly payments to Grover Beach for dispatch services to $1,518 per month for the remainder of the current fiscal year. Is there public comment on this item, first of all? Hearing none, any further board discussion?
This is the right way to go. We're five cities here, and we need to make sure that we're five cities in one small city. We're so closely connected with each other here that any chance we can work with each city, whether it be desalination, fire, we need to see that we can work together and make this community, which is all five cities, work together. And this is a way to streamline the future of our five cities, and not just Oceano, not just Grover, not just Arroyo Grande, Halcyon, Pismo. We're working for the benefit of all of us, and consolidating our fire department is the right way to go, and staying with them rather than one district, one community going CDF, one community having independent. We need to be one, and we need to work together, and this is the right steps.
I believe this is a good thing for the people of the community. It allows us to go forward in good faith with the resource sharing that we've committed to do with the cities of Grover Beach and Arroyo Grande. And our fire department is first class, and to be able to join with our first-class neighbors is something that I believe will be beneficial for all of our residents in Oceano, and I'm glad that we're... Barbara?
I know that there's going to be negotiations going on regarding this, and I would certainly like to see our president be involved along with the general manager in the negotiations. Mm-hmm. I don't know how my fellow board members feel about that, but I think that would be a good idea when we're looking at the people sitting on the consolidation. You have a...
There's a meeting later this afternoon, which I'll be attending.
You have staff members, but you also have people from their city councils, which mm-hmm. is the same as RCSD. So I think it's important for our president to be involved in that so that we're on an equal footing with these folks.
Mm-hmm. Pamela, comment?
I agree. I think it would help to have the president and our general manager there. I also would like to see that the dispatch consolidation is moved forward as much as possible, because that could save us for next year. They've been working on it for months and months and months now, and I haven't seen anything more. There was an initial report, and I'd like to know what the status is on that, because that could play into helping us pay our fair share and not being over budget next year. That would be a good thing to talk about.
I'll find out. I haven't heard anything about it either. I think it's pretty much stalled right now, but I'll check into it.
We'll bring that up at the meeting this afternoon and see if we can get a better status on it.
Yeah, because it just seems kind of strange that the dispatch being tied into whether the consolidation moves forward, and yet there seems to be no movement on dispatch.
Well, I too agree, but this is board members' item for discussions. I just want everyone to know it's December. It's only a few days more till Christmas. It's sunny outside. It doesn't feel like Christmas, but it is Christmas, and I understand Santa Claus is coming to Oceano. Mm-hmm. So he will be here soon, and I'm not exactly sure of the date, but the fire department, I think he's coming to visit them before he goes out and sees the community. Tuesday night.
We're looking forward to that.
Merry Christmas.
You might want to give the actual date, because by the time this is played, it might be past Tuesday.
I don't know what.
Barbara Mann, Bill Bookout, and Pamela Dean, and Vern, I'm very proud of the business that this board has conducted this year. I think we have a interest in the community that's demonstrable and that shows, and I'm very proud to be a part of this board as a result. And I just want to thank my fellow board members and our staff, Gina, Patrick, Captain Leathers, Alex, thank you all very much. Wish you all very happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Everyone in the community. Merry Christmas another time.
That's right.
On the public air. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, any last public comment at this time? Okay, hearing none. Merry Christmas to all.